Indeed, we have been waiting on you. You see, while the channeler feels she is beginning to attune to our most gracious receivership, in fact, we have been looking abroad. We have been checking her out. We have been advising her for upliftment. Now we bring you this advanced knowledge. We bring you this recommended dosing. We bring you this alerted forecast because like equals like. In other words, each of you have sequestered yourself in inner chambers of light that are soon to be revealed, that are soon going to bring forth startling revelations. You see, what begins is idle chatter. Tell me about your gifts. Tell me when they began. Can you explain? Is really a prelude for discovery. You see, you are each exploring your advanced status. You are each exploring how you move in an operative fashion. In other words, how you operate from your multidimensional vehicle, understand? And so there is an obligation to discuss that is a requirement, and we would like to proceed and explain. In other words, what our channeler is doing by sharing, by drawing experiences, is simply reminding this devoted friend of her own truth, yes? In other words, what you are seeking is permission to advance, permission to develop, permission to align with your stardom. Now, it may not seem that permission is needed, but due to your direct training, due to your obligation to lower consciousness, there is a recall that is needed, a provision of allowance. And so, as you form these channeling associations, you come to the channeling groups, you witness energy exchanges of a higher nature, what dawns upon you is what is possible for self. Now, this is quite important because each of you are advancing. Each of you are tuning to a higher occurrence. Each of you are bringing forth an enlightened venture. Now, as you will do so, as you will allow and permit, we stand by your side with readiness. In other words, we are already in charge of your advancement, and we are here before, shall we say, it may dawn upon you to seek, to discover, to inquire. Now, as you do, as you will align, as you will recall that, in fact, you too are the advanced channeler of light. You see, it is nothing special to bring forth the words, to bring forth the symbolic gestures. What counts the most is the heart. Is the heart ready to receive? Is it activated to serve the light, to serve love, to serve your highest evolved state? This is the requirement as such, and that is what you are springing into, an advanced state of occurrence in which you draw upon your true self. Now, as you do, there will be a tendency to fear. In other words, can I hold the advanced energies? Will I topple and fall? Will it be too much of a strain? And quite frankly, is it allowed? And so this is where we find you, dear guests of the light, in learning how to permit, in following your inner guidance, in learning to provide, have the provisions for allowance. You see, dear ones, you are directing the path. You are deciding too much and at what tempo and at what pace. There is a outreach program as such. In other words, quite frankly, in truth, your steps are ordered and no step can be left unattended. It would not serve you to align with your higher consciousness all at once if you have not cleared out some of the ancient fear, understand? Because you understand all manifests at a greater and greater establishment, at a greater rate. So it serves you not to take your steps out of order, step by step, steady as you go. But we remind you that built into your time sequence is an opportunity to step out of time completely, to allow yourselves to merge with the greater cause, to attune to your advanced state, in which you are in charge of your own record keeping. In other words, you can take it slow, medium, or fast to your liking. It requires a state of liftoff. It requires a state of readiness. It is in receding from past tendencies In other words, the old afflictive emotions, the ancient hatred, the bitterness, the resentment, the fear, this is what is coming up for karmic review. Now, as you will entitle yourself to be free and clear of past consequences, well, you have established your own ritual. That is what is dawning upon each of you, your obligation to yourself at this time, to no longer follow traditional dialogue, linear channeling, linear conversations, to attune to your own sense of pleasure, to evolve at your own record speed. Now, as we bring forth this attunement, we do so in a lap of luxury. In other words, each of you are seers, each of you are healers of the highest regard, and so as you will permit attuning to your highest truth, well, we welcome you there. It is a map of the stars. We ask you to receive this present, this observation, this entitlement, to realize we consider you to be the stars of the new frontier. You are establishing the new earth through your own allowance of grace in receiving the light as a sequestered whole. In other words, you are receiving the sonship. You are recognizing all to be innocent, all to be of light. As you transfer this truth moment to moment to your own selves, you will realize, in fact, your advanced nature that has been calling you home all along. The obligation, therefore, is to listen to the invitation of the higher heart. In each moment, you are receiving signals, messages, shall we say, of advanced territory. It is for you to claim this. It is for you to receive in a most excellent fashion, to leave no stone unturned, as the saying goes. You must allow yourselves to advance, and we would like to emphasize this. In other words, it is a bit of a cautionary tale. When you wait for others to catch up, when you do not want to feel too much out of character with the usual crowd, there will be a tendency to pause. There will be a tendency to sway, shall we say, and detain yourself. Perhaps I'll go get a drink of water or such. We ask you to see this as silly and totally unnecessary at this juncture. In other words, let us to say, for the record, there are those seers in front of you, shall we say, on the evolutionary journey that are clapping and applauding and waiting your arrival. So in truth, are you early or are you late? Now we kid, we jest. This is linear terminology that perhaps is a bit inappropriate, but we state our truth to make a point, to recognize the necessity of following your own heart's desire, of following your own true nature, your own true impulses. You are entitled to do so, and as you will, we come and congratulate you. We come and offer. We come and hold your hand, etherically so, at least, sometimes quite literally. In other words, dear ones, as you will recognize who stands by you proudly, who stands by you ready to be your accomplice, to help you take these last strides to heaven, you will relax and realize the kinship that is already present and more that is due to arrive. So we ask you to accept this attunement, this brave conquest, on behalf of all the lovely souls that you are engaged with in this incarnation. In other words, at this time, as we close and seal this activation of love, we ask you to remember those that have been left seemingly out in the cold, those that you have perhaps forgotten to bring to your heavenly heart. We bring forth this occurrence because as it will dawn upon you step by step, there is no aspect of self that is not to be brought to the heart without exception. Now, what is occurring are places perhaps where there is still some chastisement towards self, places of past ridicule that are coming for healing. allow those parts of self to merge quite easily, quite beautifully. If there are invited guests that seem to be outside of the self, please at this time welcome them aboard as well, both for your favoritism as well as theirs. In other words, in order to receive your true self, the sonship, you must welcome all parts of self home. And so we bring forth this allowance of joy, this remedy of truth, for all to be shared, for all to be received in love. We bring it forth in gladness. Let us take a moment of prayer so you could attend to all the various aspects of self. Let us begin. Indeed, we are very glad to meet your acquaintance. Let us say this meeting is heaven sent. We have been orchestrating your arrival, your destination, outside of time. It is nice to meet your acquaintance in the physical, but you must understand we have never parted ways in true essence. We greet you before you arrive. We know your name. We know your traveling compass. We understand your priorities. Allow us to serve on a greater basis. Allow yourselves to not be limited to these specific meeting times, but to allow the transference of consciousness to be brought forth upright in due time, in due movement, at a second's notice. It is as simple as a free will gesture to allow truth to be given, to allow truth to be received. And so it is. I can't even begin to explain how much each of you are appreciated and valued. And I feel like the biggest feeling that came through this evening was truly how valued you are by those on the other side of the veil. And so we've said this before, but it just like really struck me, because even when you're an ascended master, we're the ones in the body suits, we're the ones walking it out in physicality, and we don't realize always, perhaps you do, but sometimes we don't realize, how valuable it is to have ones of our material, they're saying. In other words, our level of awareness to be planted and rooted on Mother Earth at this time. Because we can do what can't be done when you're on the other side. So they're saying like much more appreciation, much more respect for our existence, our presence, our willingness to serve, because each of us are serving beyond our personal affairs. We're serving in a multitude of ways. We're serving just by holding the vibration that we hold. We also serve all those that are challenged amongst us. So even when you're just sort of like involved in your own personal little affairs, you think, because we're really multidimensional, we're receiving telepathic communications from abroad. Abroad can be the person standing next to you, and abroad could be someone in need that's 100 miles away. So all this is going on. And so there's like, they keep saying, serve it up, serve it up. In other words, as we keep serving, spirit keeps serving us. So the more that we can appreciate our involvement, our particular involvement, as we keep sending, as we keep evolving, we will become more consciously aware of all that's going on. But for now, they're saying they keep hitting the repeat button so that we keep hearing that, because it's easy to forget. Sometimes we forget and we just get caught up in our own personal story. So again, they're asking us to plug in on a daily basis and remember what matters. Remember that we're here to awaken consciousness, to move into a heart-centered consciousness of establishment, and that little by little, we're bringing that into the physicality. We're bringing that into the species. Oh my God, the energy coming through. Tremendous value. They keep saying this, tremendous value. So for every day to see yourself as one of tremendous value, that will help in terms of expediency. In other words, when you're trying to accomplish something and you're like, oh, well, how can I do this, little old me? But you're one of tremendous value. You're one of tremendous value. So the more that we can appreciate who we truly are in vibration, as far as our consciousness that we contribute, the more value we can place on ourselves, the more that we can receive our spiritual gifts, receive our our own divinity. And so that divinity brings forth miracles, both in terms of our own personal requirements, our own personal needs, as well as helping to support change, paradigm change, to bring forth conclusions of the light for ones near and afar. So again, tremendous value. Okay, so that being said, away we go.
Could I please have a message and a question?
I was just waiting for that noise to die down. Mom, please. And say your first name, please.
Jennifer.
Oh my gosh, when I see you, I just see a star. Like you're literally a star. So there is energetic, I don't know if it's protection, but energetic support that is guiding you home at this time. Oh my gosh, that's so funny. We were all talking about that before, right? The energy and all that. There is definitely energetic provisions that are, I honestly don't know if you've called them in or they're just there to support you in the birthing process now, but I can assure you that they're there because, oh my gosh, are you just like a bright light there? So I feel like you had a part to do with that in terms of receiving those provisions, receiving that excellent, in other words, you are permitting, you were allowing, you are receiving. So, and they're clapping, they're applauding. So this is for you to understand the power of accepting with grace. Because truly, if you think about it, we're all really divine. We're of divinity. So we're play-acting that we're somehow separate from all the riches of heaven. So as weird as it sounds, every time we wake up to that truth of innocence, and every time we open up to receiving, it's like spirit claps, because this is the whole point, for us to deprive of ourselves of no thing, for us to receive the treasures of heaven. So every time we learn how to receive, we learn how to extend ourselves with grace. It's of tremendous, there goes the word value again. It's of tremendous value to all, because not only are we doing it for ourselves in terms of our own personal interest, but we're reminding, remember, the vibration that we hold is signaled out to everyone. We're reminding everyone else of what is to be and what they can do. And so just like the beginning teaching, when as we notice someone receiving, what we're doing is we're receiving those instructions for ourselves. That is like the makeup of advancement. So this is really why the tapestry is so important, and why we all, oh my gosh, if I give you a SpongeBob example, you're just gonna roll yourself home. But I don't know what they are. They're plankton or whatever, but they kind of look like little light bugs or whatever. But the point is, like they're a group together. So they go here together, and then the bunch of the flies, whatever they are, go here together. I guess they were little plankton or something. But the point is, that's really us, the collective, where we really think we're separate doing this all by ourselves, and we're not. We all get affected by what everyone else does. So every time we open up to receiving our divine gestures, we receive that divine love, we allow and open up to that abundance, to that advanced currency. And they're literally showing me that light is currency. Because if you think about it, it's like, you know, do you want a dollar bill from someone, or do you want to know how to access your light? Because if you can access your light, and you know how to keep that open, that frequency, from that frequency you can manifest all that is ever needed, both in terms of the material resources as well as the heavenly gifts, the heavenly blessings. So it's that vibrational pull. So keep up the good work in terms of kind of like owning your truth, owning your power, but owning your allowance, specifically owning your allowance. So it's like you left the door open for that light to come in. Okay, so let me see if there's anything else to be said regarding that. And say your name again, please.
Jennifer.
That's going to continue past the birth process in terms of your growing acceptance of self. You're growing acceptance of self, you're growing understanding of self, you're growing provisions. So this is a skill that is ongoing, that they are, it's almost like, you know, if the midwife came in and measured your girth, you know, every so often, your spiritual support team is measuring how much you're leaving that door open and allowing. So it's like they keep, you know, slow and steady, but there's continued progress, continued, oh gosh, I'm going to say like amplified recognition. So it's going to be an ongoing process from here on out, but it's beautiful. So good work is what I would say to that. And your question.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Yesterday, Lucky was your end date. I was waiting for more.
But he wasn't hurt, correct?
Just a little. I think his neck's a little sore. He's okay.
There was energetic protection, so he wouldn't be hurt. The lesson wasn't for him to be hurt. Your first name and his first name?
Jennifer Lachlan.
Was that on your birthday too?
It was the day after.
The day after. That was my question. That wasn't there. As I was saying it, I was like, that is irrelevant, Nicole. I was feeling bad if it happened. All right. Come on, please. Back to the reason we're here. So we're going to have you say those names one more time. My apologies.
Jennifer Lachlan.
And say his name one more time, please.
Lachlan.
When you say his name, I just keep hearing locking up. So, excuse me. In other words, when someone hits you from behind, it's like experiencing events that you can't control that are out of your control. Another way of saying it is experiencing victimhood, feeling like a victim of life. You can't control life. So it is a manifestation of his consciousness. So while he, and it's just a slight tap. In other words, he wasn't hurt or anything. It was to relieve the pressure that he's been experiencing in terms of doubts, in terms of fears of, you know, I don't know what it is. What if the universe can't support me? What if I can't cut it? But just feeling out of control, helpless, not in charge, some energy like that. So that energy had to breathe. It had to go somewhere. So it was, they're saying it was a very reduced sentence. In other words, the energy had to go somewhere, but nothing like major happened from that. So it's giving him an opportunity to recheck what he decides his new beliefs are going to be about his place in the universe and his co-creative process. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome. There is this angel sitting in the chair. I don't know why she disturbed her. How can I help you, sweetheart?
Hello.
Hi. Okay. This looked like this little angel, like a cherub or something. So cute. Thank you for that feedback, by the way, the other day. I just haven't felt led yet to go into those energies further to figure out exactly who's past life person I was hanging out with, but clearly it's one of us three. Clearly. Mm-hmm. So she showed up the next day after as well. Oh. So she's still there hanging out with me.
I put her in a house that I went once. Uh-huh. Mary hypnotized me once. Uh-huh. And I went into this place that is at the beach, and it's a gorgeous house, and I've gone there in other forms as well. Mm-hmm. And I put her there, but she's in a lot of pain and mm-hmm. sorrows, really not much improvement, and I keep on sending her light.
Well, I honestly don't know whose past incarnation that is, but for some reason it just somehow reminded me of, it just reminded me of you for some reason. So there was some association with you or your gifts or that time period for certain. So to catch everyone up, in case you're wondering what the heck we're talking about, I was sitting at home and suddenly this Middle Eastern woman appeared in my living room. And she had like a veil covering her mouth, but Middle Eastern, not like the kind they have now, you know, with all that very strict dressing. It wasn't like a strict dressing. It was just like a belly dancer Middle Eastern, but with the mouth being covered. But anyway, she spent all night long with me. So for some reason, I just felt like communicating with Kati about it. Anyway, that's what we're talking about. But then she's still there. It's the report. She hasn't left.
And I was telling her that I thought it was about the life,
the painting, yeah,
that you and I, that I developed in the painting.
Mind, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And if you show her the painting, maybe one of the ones that is painted is,
yeah,
because there's some with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what.
So, I'm pretty convinced she's not going to go until I get to the bottom of things, so I will report back. All right, so let me just put her aside for a moment and see what we can help you with. And say your first name, please.
Katya.
And say it one more time.
Katya.
And say it one more time.
Katya.
Thank you. Katya, I'm going to come back to you. Because I went on and on and on about it, I have to let that energy clear to bring forth the message. But I shall. Do you notice how you're surrounded by orange, Miss Mary? If like no, just look or look either side. Gosh, so beautiful. It's like you need sacral support or something. All right, so how can we help?
I have a lot of questions, but I'm not going to ask any because I don't know.
Okay.
Just a message.
Okay. One moment, please. I feel like there's no accident that I was talking about your sacral chakra and how you're surrounded by orange right now. I really feel like there was no accident. One moment, please. And say your first name.
Mary.
And say it one more time.
Mary.
Well, they're showing me the Queen of Wands. So this is about, this is about your upgrade. This is about your entitlement. This is about you using a bit of your metaphysical witchcraft. So in order to do this, what is required is to come up in relieving yourself of the belief in punishment, relieving yourself of the belief of, say your name one more time, please.
Mary.
Relieving yourself of the belief of punishment, relieving yourself of the belief of suffering, and to entitle yourself to this baptism. And so for you to imagine this baptism of holy water, but when you go into the water, to allow whatever colors surface. So it may be aqua blue water, it may be starting out aqua blue and suddenly it becomes like a swirl of rainbow. It could be one color at a time and it could be like color therapy. But to allow yourself the advanced recognition of your total claim. In other words, you have evolved as far as understanding that there's no separation, so you're now free and clear to allow advanced healing to occur. And so how you do that, like the imagery I'm receiving right now, I want to say it, but I don't want to say it. I would use linear terminology to explain how different it is than our normal consciousness. It's really quite extraordinary, but I want to explain this. This is coming through for me because of your energy, not because of mine, not because of anything else except what's being delivered through you. Now this is very, very important because what I'm seeing occurring is occurring in an advanced state of awareness. Because remember, you're like multidimensional, so it's almost like this shamanic level. As you will allow this, as you will permit this, as you will receive your whole self. Now to do this, you're going to this place that's out of the time-space continuum. And in order to do that, you must, I don't want to say seek pleasure, but really realize that your pleasure itself, realize that your divinity itself, realize that, I'm going to use the word multidimensional, but that wording just sounds so cumbersome, even just to say it, compared to like the pure, serene, innocent stature that you move into. So it almost feels like a shamanic trance state or something. And I don't mean like a formal trance, but you move into this other state of awareness that it's a level of consciousness we normally don't attune to. So in order to attune to it, you must come to part in the self, believe in the self, like in the self, afford the self the right for advancement. So in other words, you choose. And so it makes, now the whole story makes sense to me, why I kept saying, like, there's something about all this orange that you're calling in. So to allow yourself pleasure, to allow yourself the gifts, to understand your, oh gosh, what would be the word? Mary, say your name again, please.
Mary.
Thank you. To understand your right, your like divine right to have these provisions be made for you. Okay, let me step out a minute. Does that make sense? Okay, so when I'm doing this on your behalf, and say your name one more time, please. That was just like the coolest thing I think I've ever experienced. I mean, it was like a light show. I mean, it was just, oh gosh. Let me say it this way. We all exist on multiple levels. And this is like another level of Mary. It's another level of you that you're permitting to allow, that you're permitting to allow. So you want to remember that this world that we attend to, it's a dream. It's we're just dreaming. It's not real. It's energy. So you want to kind of allow yourself the gift of knowing the part of you that is real, that is beyond that limited focus. And I will just go on record in saying that, and say your name one more time, please.
Mary.
You go there in like lickety-split seconds. So it's sort of like you're there and you're not, you're not, you're there and you're not. But you do it where you just like, you go back and forth. So this may be like a time where, oh, I just suddenly feel better, or oh, I just had this little mystical experience, whatever it is. So you kind of flick back and forth, like turning a light switch on. What you're learning to do, and this is where you need that permission, that self-permission, you need that entitlement, you need that upgrade. You're permitting yourself to have long-lasting change rather than like that split-second recharge. So it goes back to relieving yourself of poverty consciousness, of clearing out the guilt, doing forgiveness, anything that you're offering yourself the keys to the kingdom. Like, I don't want to say I've been getting crazy nuts, but I've been getting pretty diligent, I'll say, about like doing Course in Miracles format of, you know, releasing all that unconscious guilt that I would project on myself or anybody else in this lifetime. And I've been doing it, I'm just going to step out a second. I've been doing it because, number one, that's how you ascend. And number two, because I'm sort of pressed for time and on some things on my plate, where someone else would be like, yeah, you know, I'll keep working on that. But when you have a reason where it's like you have an agenda, you kind of like, you know, get busy and start doing your homework. So whatever your format is to rise in power, to relieve yourself of the belief in darkness. For me, I use the Course in Miracles and it just works. It doesn't matter what you use, but what is essential is that you attend to love, that you attend to the love of self, that you see yourself in your total innocence, in your Christ consciousness. Does that make sense?
Okay.
Extraordinary. No, so I don't want to say that. This is where they stopped me before. I was going to say that extraordinary. And what I was, it's the cat's out of the bag, I was going to say extraordinary abilities, and they stopped me. So thank goodness I waited till the end to say it. And the reason is, they're saying that's a linear contrast. Because when I say that, I'm stating that somehow that's extraordinary. And what they're trying to help you understand is it's your normal state.
Okay.
Make sense?
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I was going to say, oh my gosh. Okay, good. Hi, sweetheart. How can we help you?
Just a message.
Okay. And say your first name.
Carol.
You've got some lover boy with you. If you're married or whatever, don't tell your husband. you've got like this one that he was your lover. He was your husband, lover, something like that, from another lifetime that feels very close to you. What is he about? It's very positive energy. I mean, it's very benevolent, very safe, very loving. Why is he there? And say your name again, please.
Carol.
And say it one more time.
Carol.
He's helping you or guiding you through this leg of the journey. I just adore him. I mean, I can't even begin to explain how adoring he is of you, how courteous, how kind, how caring, how, oh my gosh, just like so attentive, so loving. Oh gosh, I guess you guys were married because I see like this veil that you have on. So I guess you were married. Or we're going to get married at least. Let me see if I can figure out why he's so prominent here. And say your name again, please.
Carol.
His energy is, oh, I'm so curious now. So are you in a relationship? Are you dating? Are you seeking someone?
You said it was in a previous life.
Well, the energy is, but I'm trying to figure out if this is like someone coming in now or what's going on. I'm so curious.
In this life, an existing.
That was my question.
If you're married.
You're married, okay.
So you're saying it's someone else.
That's why I said don't tell your husband, teasing. You're married. All right, one moment. The plot thickens. One moment, sweetheart. All right, my love. And say your name one more time, please.
Carol.
This is not your husband. This is not your husband. The best I can tell you is he's guiding you. He's helping you. I'm not sure what. Every so often, my dad will pop up, and literally, it's like his energy is more prominent than mine is sometimes because he's sort of helping me along at certain junctures in my travels. For whatever reason, you have an escort right now. You have help. It's not like inappropriate or help or something. If you're married, it's more of a assistant. Like he's kind of playing like guide to you right now, but. Oh gosh, you must be an amazing wife. I mean, this guy just loves you, cares about you. And not like a sexual thing, but just like a heart thing, like just truly, truly loves you. I'm just so touched by that love. Let me just see if I can figure out why it's such an issue right now. And say your name one more time, please.
Carol.
I don't know, but just know you've got backing. Just know if there's like something you want to accomplish or do, that you've got this help that's here. Okay, so let's just put him aside for a moment. And say your name again, please.
Carol.
Thank you. I see you carrying weight. I see you carrying a lot of weight. You can do it. I don't know what's going on or what's going to be going on, but if you have any concerns at all about what you can handle, sort of like me at the gym, like, I don't know if I can do 60 pounds yet, even though people are doing 150, but regardless, you can. You can. That's the point. The point is to know that you're very capable. I'm not sure what it is. Do you have a specific question maybe I can help you with, or a general question?
Oh, what to do next?
Well, you're going to be carrying something. You're going to be carrying weight is all I know. This is energetic weight, and you're going to be able to do it. When you say what to do next, can you explain that a little bit?
As far as a career.
Career. Okay, and what do you do now?
Nothing.
What would you like to do? All right, what did you used to do?
I've been in the medical field,
mm-hmm.
medical software implementation.
Okay. And have you had any ideas at all?
No.
No, okay, so we're not going to tune into those. All right, so one moment, please. Let me see if I can call one of your guides, get some help here. Carol, say your name one more time, please.
Carol.
You have this extraordinary lifetime in ancient Egypt. So I'm looking at Bast. Is that how you say her? I think it's B-A-S-T. Yeah, I've got blue lights going off confirming that. You can work with Bast. Look her up on Google or Google Images and just work with her energetically, and she will guide you. She will help you to come into your sovereignty, to come into your likeness, to come to seek higher ground, higher fruit. So you have some kind of history with that energy. They're showing me in another oracle system, forget what that one's called, but anyway, the card represents basically, how do I put this in words, sort of like sometimes we play act in life, we meet everyone else's expectations and we do what we're supposed to do, we do what our stereotypical roles supposed to be or whatever, but we never really listen to ourselves, we're never really true to ourselves. So part of the reason why I feel like you're blocked temporarily, and I really do mean temporarily, is because you've distanced yourself from your own heart. I feel like you've been excellent in terms of meeting requirements, meeting priorities, meeting external obligations. And so it's sort of like there's a little bit, and that's what that whole card represents, is like it's time to drop the what's expected of me or how someone else sees me and open up to how I see myself. So it may take a little bit of meditative time or journaling time to come back to self and to realize like that the holiness of that process, the entitlement of that process, and to enjoy that process, to enjoy that process. And say your name one more time, please.
Carol.
You were an amazing potter, what do you call that? Someone that makes pots in another lifetime. I see you like a you know, with a thing turning, but your workmanship, your craftsmanship was extraordinary. Because as you would do it, oh gosh, let me get this and say your name again, please.
Carol.
As you would do this, you would also receive, what the heck would that be? I guess it's almost like light language or something. You would, oh my God, the energy coming through me. You would receive these like energetic gestures or information. And so you would literally carve impressions of it into the sides of they weren't small pieces either. They were pretty large. I mean, like, really large. You maybe even fit a small child in there and roll them down, like large. But there were energetic pieces, and on these pieces you would have symbols. You would, oh gosh, you've got like, I guess you even have pictures of deities or whatever on the side. So you have great spiritual awareness, spiritual development. It's so funny because the sun's coming, like the sunset's coming, well, setting down there to the west. But in this imagery, I also see you like in ceremony. Oh my God, energy coming through my crown chakra. I see you in ceremony where there's like a circling. There's a circling, and it's like a ceremony to like the Ra god and to all this energetic resources that you. They're showing me your tongue, like you spoke in tongues, or you spoke in like your native language, not the language of your earth life, but another language of the stars. So this is what I feel like by giving yourself some reflective time, giving yourself permission to enjoy yourself, relax. So whether it's meditating, journaling, writing or whatever, that they're showing me like tea brewing, that you need a little bit more allowance to come to the self, to play with it. You know, they're showing me like Winnie the Pooh with his little hand in the honey jar, like enjoying himself, that it's almost like learning how to come back to the self, if that makes sense. You've been very, very, I forget what it's called, but it's a famous tarot deck. Anyway, that card is basically you've been an actor. So it's like the social mask, but you've been a very good one. The compliment goes to you, a very good one. So this is where you're a little bit separated from that inner soul, but it's spiritually quite advanced. And you could look at some of this Egyptian artifacts, you know, like these big, I don't know what they were used for, but really, really these big things. You made them. You made them. Amazing. So I hope some of that helps. Okay. Hi. We're going to try to come back. Okay. You ready for more water already?
I'm ready.
Oh, I was like, wow, I'm impressed.
I felt extremely connected to the message you were giving her. And I saw the couple on the rug. Before you guys started, I saw a couple. I see the couple right now, and she's wearing a veil. Look, I'm having goosebumps. So I saw something else here. I needed to draw. They told me to draw both of them. So I got it. And when you finished talking, the couple changed into another position and everything. So I'll draw the new position. But I felt very connected to. Only once before, and I've been coming for 2 years. Mm-hmm. I feel so connected, like you're talking, and I'm seeing the images.
Beautiful.
Amazing. Yeah,
beautiful.
For whatever reason that is.
Okay, now which couple? I'm so curious.
The couple that you were telling her you saw her with a guy.
Oh, okay, gotcha. That's a couple. Okay, I just know if there was another couple.
I don't know if you were married or
right.
not, but she is wearing a veil.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, awesome.
Huh? Well, who's the guy?
Oh, I don't know.
So this is the image I saw. And I saw three little poles here, like a mountain there.
Uh-huh.
And then I saw this image from some.
Awesome.
I don't know if that's related, but that's.
Oh, how beautiful. That's so awesome. I
like,
love that. Very
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, but see, I even put like a little veil there.
Uh-huh.
And he's looking at her, but it's just so much love and
yeah.
so much attention. It's like, yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah.
All right, my very talented friend. Let's see what we can do for you. One moment, please.
Okay.
you're just really opening up to your vastness. I see you playing interdimensionally. I see you in, you don't really retain your human form when you do it either, but you're going into space vehicles, moving into this awareness of being, it's sort of like you're on Earth, you're attending to earthly affairs, but you're also like taking the spacecraft out for a quick, you know, orbit around the Earth or whatever. And learning how to reside in both places simultaneously with great comfort. So they're helping you to stretch your imagination, to stretch your paradigm association so that you may have liftoff on a regular basis. Now, this is a requirement actually because it serves your spiritual goals for this incarnation where you're really walking in two worlds. So this is where they were training me. I feel like a monkey, but you know, when I wanted to say to Mary, you know, this, like, it was extraordinary or whatever it was, like, they were like, shut that mouth, shut those lips. Because in order to receive your higher occurrence, in order to receive the higher allowance, and not just like in a flash in a pan thing, to really permit and allow that door to stay open, it can't seem like a trap. It can't seem frightening to the ego because the ego is just going to shut it down. So it has to, there has to be like a merging or a massaging of allowance where you very gently but systematically receive your totality of claim, receive your total self, and go exploring. In other words, you're not really, put this in words, say your name one more time, please. You're learning how to receive information from both communications. So they're showing me, like, you know, sometimes I get emails on email, sometimes I get messages on text, sometimes it's on WhatsApp, and like I'm just getting communication from people from all different sources, sometimes at the same time, and it's like, what was that? So, and it's not that big a thing for us, right? Like now, it's sort of like we kind of rotate and you sort of attend to all. So that's what you're learning how to do with tremendous pride and accelerated effort, is you're learning how to respond to both navigational devices and to bring in that communication with wealth. And they're saying, you know, it's just your destiny. Like I'm seeing that picture and I guess that he's walking on a highway, but to me it looks like the highway to heaven where you're learning how to access those higher visions, those higher waves of communication with complete accuracy. So you're staying earthbound, but you're, what would be the word? And say your name again, Katya?
Matthew.
You're learning how to attend to your oversoul. I mean, that's the bottom line. So they're practicing with you. They're helping you, obviously, we'll see what happened in group today. They're helping you to receive those higher channels and then perhaps actually pay attention to the teacher at the same time, which I wasn't able to do. And say your name one more time, please.
Yeah,
and so you're going to do so with apparent like effortlessness, like it's no big deal. So the more that you, they're helping you to expand and expand and expand. And they're teaching you how to do it simultaneously. This is the important point. So this isn't just, okay, when I'm in my meditation position and the doors are closed, I open up to the light. They're gonna be helping you, oh my gosh, like I see you out and about and I just see these lights going off because they're helping you attune to these higher states throughout your day. So it's the same thing with me. I'm just gonna tell you this because it just feels so similar. I typically do everything I do with my eyes closed, but every so often when I give a reading, I notice where it's like, okay, don't close your eyes and say everything that you would say. So that the point being the same thing that's going on for you, that I learn how to have this totally open throughout my existence. Does that make sense?
Yes, it's happening.
It's very cool.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, well, any last questions before we
I want to ask about, I'm getting the trip to Colombia, and it's just like you said, everything is perfect.
Good.
Because I went to court again, and there was something that it was missing all these years, and I had not realized that. And when it happened, I was like, that's why I could not go.
Wow.
It just click on, it's perfect. So I'm very happy about that.
Yeah.
I just want to have more assistance in regards to my house that I'm dreaming of.
Your Lake Worth house?
Anywhere, I don't know.
Your anywhere house, okay.
Yeah, well, my anywhere house near the beach.
That's what I would pick. That's a good choice. One moment.
Thank you.
And say your first name.
Katia.
Well, I do feel assistance coming to you. I just feel so much spiritual. You got spiritual masters you're working with. It gets very crowded. And say your name one more time, please.
Katia.
It just feels like a divine timing thing. I do feel like you do get spiritual assistance. Somehow other people are involved, or something external to you is involved. That's all I know. But it's a divine timing thing.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I realize more and more that the house that I want and that I go to is not in this dimension.
That could be a problem.
Yeah, I'm enjoying it a lot.
Okay. All right. Indeed. We look forward to our continuing communications inside and out. Of our formal setting. In other words, we invite you to lighten up, to be spontaneous, to evoke a sense of pleasure, of divine right, to align with your truth, to align with spiritual guidance, to align with the total self. Until next time, we send forth our blessings, our gratitude, and our light. Namaste.
Namaste.